I'm delighted to see that the action that Edinburgh City Council have taken, particularly the granting of the forfeiture order from the Sheriff Court, meaning that £50,000 worth of NPS is now being handed over to Trading Standards on the grounds that these substances, which are novel psychoactive substances, which we all know as legal highs, are so incredibly dangerous. They cause mental health, significant mental health issues, as well as the violence is associated with them through antisocial behaviour, and of course, as we can see from the statistics that have been published, they also cause death. So on those grounds, I think Edinburgh City Council have shown real initiative in taking this forward, which is why at the meeting of the Aberdeen City Council's Communities, Housing and Infrastructure Committee, I raised this very issue and I've asked the committee and the officers to look at exactly what Edinburgh have done, how they went about doing it and how they managed to get the stage that they are at now, and that we follow their example, because I think it would be a tremendous boost to the efforts here of campaigners who are trying to rid the streets of these substances if here in Aberdeen we could get the legal high head shops such as Harmonation, such as Happy Haze and the others that we know that in the city to hand over their stock, and we can therefore protect the public because these substances are just so dangerous. I know that right across Scotland, in fact across the UK, local authorities have been doing a number of different things to try and combat these substances in their communities. Here in Aberdeen, as you know, we've got petitions going, we've written directly to the people who own the shops, and in fact Aberdeen was the first city in Scotland to use antisocial behaviour powers to actually get a shop closed down. So I think, you know, councils working with the police right across the country have been trying to find ways to try and tackle this, and it has been incredibly difficult because at the moment these substances are legal because they're using a legal loophole. It doesn't mean that they're safe to take. As we know, they are incredibly dangerous, they are lethal, and they shouldn't be freely available in our communities as they are. And I think that the announcement from Edinburgh shows that actually there are other options available to us within the law, particularly through the forfeiture orders. I think that's something that Aberdeen City Council really has to explore. I'm delighted that the committee is going to do that, and we'll get a report back because any efforts that we can take to tackle the scourge of legal highs within our community is something that must be taken, and we need to be learning from other authorities. We all need to be working together before the legislation comes into force. That'll take some time, so we need to be making sure we're doing absolutely everything within our power right now. Well, the good thing is I'm hoping that we will now have a report will come to the next meeting of the committee. So, you know, committee cycles are about 6 weeks. So we'll have a report come back, and then councillors can, you know, look at the content of that report and take a decision. But I think, you know, from seeing today, there was unanimous agreement that this is something that we need to progress with. When I had a motion to council raising this in the first place, there was unanimous agreement. I've always found there to be real consensus when it comes to this issue because it is so serious, that I would hope that any recommendations within the report, if it's suggesting we progress in the same way, and I hope it does, I'll be pushing for that, then that we can again unanimously take that forward, because it's in the interests of the community. You see from the petition that's been submitted that people in Aberdeen have been directly affected by these substances. Families have been really affected through issues with mental health and the damage that these substances cause. And I think we have to do absolutely everything within our power to tackle it. And I think this is a great example of something that we can do. And I hope it's not just Aberdeen that now starts to follow. I hope it's other authorities too, because we really need to tackle this scourge and get it off our streets.